The final Volkswagen Beetle rolled off an assembly line in a car plant east of Mexico City yesterday. It was a flattering baby blue with white wall tires, the last of its kind. An automotive icon, despite its origins as the people's car in Nazi Germany 70 years ago, the Beetle's cute profile and cheap price made a car so appealing it earned nicknames everywhere. In Cuba, El Huevito, the little egg. In France, Coccinelle, the ladybird. In Mexico, the Vocho, which means nothing. We called it the bug, and in the 1960s, the love bug. The cheap car you could fix yourself in tie-dye, it became the vehicle of a movement. Crammed into bugs, the kids of the 60s overlooked its fascist origins and claimed it as their own. And in 1978, I towed a bug behind a rental truck from Maine to Washington, D.C. It was that pale yellow that only cars from that era ever achieved. Probably it was 10 years old at the time. I was moving with a woman I'd just married to take a job at NPR. Somehow I left the car in gear, and by the time we reached the city, it was totally destroyed, which turned out to be an ominous warning, but by then it was too late. Transmissions fail, marriages too, but the car-ness of the VW worked for decades. The new bugs are market-mastered and retro-referenced. As a car, I'd much rather drive one of them to Albuquerque. But when they needed the nostalgia, they lost the innocence. And with the last of the Vochos, it's gone.